I first came to the Institute in 1974, and it was my recollection, my first trip to the Institute was to participate in the 25th anniversary. And that's when I first met Don Turner and Buck Wilson and many others who were having a show and tell in each one of their labs. It was quite an enlightening opportunity to see the Institute, and I don't think I've seen it quite as well since. I have a number of short stories to tell. I don't know if I can fit them all in just a few minutes. But another anniversary I participated in was the 25th anniversary of the Great Alaskan Earthquake. Now, the earthquake happened in 1964, and the 25th anniversary was in 1989. The earthquake, as you recall, was on Good Friday, and the good folks in the Valdez Museum asked me to come to Valdez and give a seminar, speak in the schools, and have an interview on the radio station. So I was all set with airplane ticket in hand to leave here on Thursday before the Good Friday, and arrived at the airport, flew down to Anchorage, which I was supposed to catch a plane to Valdez, but it was fogged in Valdez, so I had to take a bus, and it would have taken me just as long to drive there as it ended up taking to fly there. Anyhow, I was met by a woman named Marnie at the library who, because I was late, missed a couple of appointments, but she put me up at the Westmark Hotel. And I think I was one of only two people in the hotel at that time in March. And she told me that the people in the hotel were very kind because they donated the room for me to stay in during my trip to Valdez. Well, that evening, I guess I went to the wrong bar, but I went to the bar there at the Westmark and watched Marnie and some others playing a women's dart tournament. Retired rather early. Got up the next morning, stood out at the front desk at the Westmark waiting for Marnie to pick me up to take me to my next appointment. And I thought it rather strange that the guy at the front desk was frantically answering the phone saying the hotel was full. There were no rooms. Well, a few moments later, Marnie drove up to pick me up, and she says, "Steve, have you heard?" "Have I heard what?" "The Exxon Valdez ran aground." So anyway, I spent the day speaking to the junior school, and then the afternoon of the high school. And finally, at 7 o'clock in the evening, I was scheduled to speak at the community center. Well, I went up to the community center about a half hour before my talk, and found out that the room I was supposed to be in was occupied. The president of Exxon Valdez was in there, not the Exxon Valdez, but the Valdez Shipping Corporation was in there, having a press conference